Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Another press conference today over at Spartan Stadium, and from all indications, Michigan State head football coach Mark D'Antonio responding well and resting comfortably, and we expect to see him up and around very soon. Want to welcome in our next guest, Christine Brad, coordinator for the Division of Sports and Cardiovascular Nutrition and the SNAP program at Michigan State. Hello, Christine.
Hello. How are you?
Just fine. Well, the Division of Sports and Cardiovascular Nutrition, I guess that's kind of a timely title. What can we learn? What are the lessons based on what we have seen this week?
Well, obviously, first and foremost, where D'Antonio did so well is he paid attention to the signs and symptoms and was proactive and went ahead to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as nutrition is concerned, obviously, if you have a family history, you want to take extra precaution. As we teach in nutrition, it's more not about what you shouldn't eat, but what you should include, which is more fruits and vegetables, whole grains, lean meat, low-fat dairy sources.
All right. We see horror stories and scare stories about you can't eat this, you shouldn't eat this, this has got too much sugar in it, this has got too much sodium. What are five things that you would recommend for anyone's diet?
I would definitely keep your saturated fat intake below 10%.
Okay.
Unless you read labels, you probably wouldn't know. I would choose all low-fat dairy products.
Okay.
I would choose lean meats. I would definitely get 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. And I would get at least 20 grams of fiber every day. Those would be the 5 probably minimum things.
Scott, you ask her for 5. She gives you 5. That's pretty good.
Was that 5?
That's 5. Tell us about the SNAP program, S-N-A-P-P. What is that?
That's the Spartan Nutrition and Player Performance Program. That's kind of all the nutrition, everything that we do to provide for the MSU athletes. It includes individual consultations, some medical nutrition therapy if they have needs. We do the training tables. Meals on the road, we go to grocery store tours, cooking demonstrations, whatever we can to make them eat right, eat healthy, and perform at their optimal level.
Obviously, the vast majority of us are not 280-pound linemen. We may be 280 pounds, but it's located in different spots. But for the average listener right now, in terms of optimum performance, you gave a couple of clues. What are some of the big mistakes that people make?
I think the biggest mistake, you know, that we like to do in America is we all want the quick fix.
Right.
So we live in this fast-paced lifestyle. We want the quick, easy fix. Well, it takes effort to buy fresh fruit and produce. It takes effort to pack your snacks so you don't go through McDonald's for a snack in the mid-afternoon or go to the vending machine.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the biggest. Everybody's looking for the trick, and the trick is just discipline and consistency.
So the idea of never having a carb or never having meat or never having never having anything, moderation still comes into play.
Moderation is the key. I always tell every client, I worked with cardiac patients for 3 years before coming to Michigan State, and I always say, you can have whatever you want. There's not one food I'll tell you is off limits. It's just in moderation.
Mm-hmm. You can have pizza. You just can't have a whole pizza.
Not every night.
Right.
Exactly. I want to tell you, Jack, we also offer, we have a MSU Sports and Cardiovascular Nutrition Clinic. It's located in the Ide Building, and it's open for the community.
In the Ide Building on Hagedorn?
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. On the fourth floor, right with sports medicine and the radiology clinic up there.
All right, and if someone is interested in that, what can they learn? What can you tell them?
Well, it depends on what the risk is. Some people want to come just because they want to run a faster 5K. Other people come because they want to lose weight and get off their blood pressure medications or control their diabetes. So, again, we're sports-related if you want to be active or if you just are performance-focused. But then there's also, obviously, the health aspect. We see 15-year-olds up to however old, all ranges.
Do you find that most of these nutrition problems are hereditary or environmental? Do you find parents don't know how to eat either, or that there's some sort of a genetic link with nutrition problems?
Well, you know, with my old company, what we kind of our motto or what we used to say was genetics loads the gun and lifestyle pulls the trigger.
Hmm.
So you may already have a genetic disposition.
I like
You may already have an underlying factor, but your choices can definitely have an impact on that, whether you bring it to a full MI, a heart attack, or an event, or if you can subside that and keep your cholesterol under control, even though genetically you're predisposed to have it higher.
Christine, a website or a way that people can get in touch with you?
Well, we're at MSU Sports www.sportsnutrition.msu.edu.
Sportsnutrition@msu.edu.
Well, our website is sportsnutrition.msu.edu.
Okay. Sportsnutrition.msu.edu. That's the website. All right. Yep. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it, Christine. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. Thank you, Jack.
We're going to do a piece on this for Sport Magazine, in fact, Scott. I think it's very important stuff. And a lot of things that apply to people, not just competitive athletes, but anyone who is listening to this show. We'll be right back with Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, coming up next on Ebling and You.